The city of Prince George is asking the provincial government to help pay the cost of medical services provided by Prince George Fire Rescue first responders. There's been a significant increase compared to previous decades in the frequency of firefighters being dispatched to medical calls, and the costs associated with treat patients has also risen sharply, from $28,000 in 2015 to $64,000 in 2022. In 2022, from January 1 to November 30, Prince George Fire Rescue responded to 8,931 calls, and of those, 5,385, 60%, were medical calls for help. Safety protocols put in place during the COVID pandemic and first aid supplies brought on by the opioid crisis, such as naloxone kits and airway management equipment, have added costs to the fire department. Costs in general for first aid supplies have spiked since the pandemic, and the city wants the province to recognize the role firefighters play in providing pre-hospital care. In a letter to Health Minister Adrian Dix, council formally requested the province consider providing naloxone, liquid and aerosol, at no or low cost to municipalities, citing the fact it is provided without charge to individuals and to some health authorities. Council also requested access to overdose response equipment through the province's product distribution center, which city believes can provide that equipment at reduced costs to municipalities. We also renew our request that the Ministry of Health work to develop a funding model to compensate local governments who provide emergency medical services through their fire departments, with consideration given to community population and the fire department's authorized level of emergency medical response, said council, in the letter to Dix. The request for financial support for medical services provided by municipal fire and rescue service departments was first put forward last May by City Council and was later endorsed by the North Central Local Government Association, NCLGA, and Union of BC Municipalities, UBCM.